Empower Radio presents The Farkas Files, an exploration of energy, metaphysics, and the paranormal with David Franklin Farkas. The Farkas Files. The truth is in here somewhere. Here's your host, David Franklin Farkas.
Good evening, everybody, and thanks so much for being with us on Empower Radio. This evening's guest has had an emergency, but I still want to tell you about her because she will be on again. And for all of her friends out there who just went, oh my goodness, what happened? Tiana Merope, who is going to be my guest, twisted her ankle. And she's not sure exactly what's going on, but it hurts and it's swollen and she needs to go take care of herself. So she will not be able to be with us this evening. I want to tell you a little bit about Tiana because she's so amazing. She's an integrative psychotherapist, a holistic medicine practitioner, and a shamanic healer, but that's just the summary. She does counseling and other services for the Counseling and Gynecology Group in Longmeadow and Montague, Mass. But she's a psychotherapist that works with trauma, PTSD, anxiety, depression, dissociative disorder, male and female sexual problems, marital problems. She's a relationship counselor, a sex therapist. And in addition, she works with EMDR, which is used for PTSD and other things, hypnotherapy, the Tapas acupressure technique, which is how I met her. I was looking for someone that used it so I could learn something about it. She uses an incredibly integrated holistic approach to all kinds of things. And in addition to everything else, she is a classical homeopath, does herbal medicine, nutritional counseling. She's a plant medicine practitioner, a wisdom keeper of the Munaki, and a Reiki, Qigong, and craniosacral therapist. And she's also ordained clergy in the Well of Avalon, which means that she's a priestess who does ceremonies and marriages and rites of passage and other things. I love having people on the show who have this kind of depth and breadth. She's been working for 30 years in all these various modalities, and I'm very, very blessed to have her as my friend. She's helped me while I've been recovering from my surgery, and I'm really sorry that she got hurt tonight, but I know she'll be fine. For those of you that do remote healing, please send your blessings and your blessings and your prayers to her. Right now, as I'm talking, I'm sending her energy and working on her because I do remote healing. And we'll have her on at another time. Just quirky thing that she's having this problem. So, and for those of you that are wondering why I'm stammering here, I'm having a chat conversation with the studio engineer trying to figure out what we're going to do next, the inner workings of how these shows work. So I want to do my metaphysical musing as I always do, and there will also be some other things I can talk about tonight that I don't usually, because usually we're talking about what the guest does. Maybe we'll talk about what I do. So Tiana Merope will be with us at another time, and we send her many, many blessings for a very quick recovery from this accident, which hopefully is minor, even if it's painful at the moment. So tonight's metaphysical musing was brought up by seeing a neighbor who lives across the street from my daughter's mother, place where I used to live. And his comment was, I feel really bad for you because your daughter is so beautiful. He's watched her grow up. He's been our neighbor for a very long time. My daughter's 16 and she is beautiful and she's radiant and she's amazing. And people frequently say, I feel so bad for you. So, you know, what's that about? You know, people say, teenage girls, and don't you worry about them. And I say, don't you worry about teenage boys. You know, teenage girls, of course, can get in trouble in certain ways, but teenage boys get in trouble in other ways. Teenage boys hurt themselves or get in severe accidents. So it's anyone who's coming of age, anyone who is starting to feel who they are and want to experiment is going to be in jeopardy in some way. But I want to talk about the idea of worrying, because what everybody is saying to me is, aren't you worried about your daughter? And it's the perfect way to talk about the law of attraction. And I know most of you that will tune into a metaphysical radio program already have some idea what the law of attraction is. But let me tell the basics and also how it relates to worry. The law of attraction basically says that like attracts like, or another way to say it is whatever you focus on and give energy to will expand and come into your life. So how does that work? It's not really about just thinking about it. It's also about the emotion that you put into it and how frequently you focus on it. So if you want something, the way that the idea of manifesting something is that you get a very vivid, visceral picture of it. You're not only seeing it in your mind, but you're also feeling in your body what the experience would be like to manifest this in your life, and that you return to that periodically, focusing on that, giving it energy, creating in your imagination what you want to have in your life. So what is worry? Worry is a continuing focus with tremendous emotion and lots of repetition on what you don't want. What does that mean? Whatever you focus on, you're going to get. The universe makes no judgment of whether it's good or bad, and it doesn't sort out for you what the outcomes are going to be. If you focus on it, you're going to get it. Worrying about something is basically attracting to you very, very quickly what you don't want. And, of course, when you get what you don't want, you can always say, see, I told you, I knew that was going to happen. But other than that, you really don't get a whole lot of benefit from it. So when people tell me to worry about my kid, I say no. My kid is delightful. My kid is gorgeous. My kid is smart. My kid has a good head on her shoulders. She makes good decisions. And I see her completely surrounded in light, protected, and always having the best thing that can possibly happen in every moment happening for her. That's what I want. If things happen along the way, I'll deal with them, but I'm not going to bring them to her, bring that into my life by worrying. Worry is the opposite of getting what you want. And most people don't know, or at least can't formulate into words, much less feelings, what they really want. Most people are totally involved in fear about what they don't want. And there's a lot of things going on in the world that are totally focused on fear, keeping us fearful, making us think that being afraid is good. I once saw this great cartoon of a couple lying in bed, and the wife shakes the husband and says, I've been up for hours worrying about her. Now it's your turn. As if worry were equivalent to love. Well, it's not. Love is about wishing the best. Love is about sending healing and blessing. Worry is about the opposite. Worry is sending out something that's going to attract a manifestation of what you're fearful about, what you're worrying about. So as you look at what's going on in your life at this point, think what it would be like not to complain, not to worry, and only to focus on what you really want in your life and what you want for your loved ones, and see how that changes things. So that's our metaphysical musing, and right now I'm sending all good things to Tiana that she will very, very quickly feel better, and whatever has gone on with her ankle will be taken care of in the best and quickest possible way. So we've got a little bit of time here, which I don't usually have because I'm usually talking to guests. So I want to talk a little bit about my work. Wouldn't that be fun? As you know, my website is househealing.com. And I would love for you to go there, but among the other glitches in the universe at the moment, all my websites have been hit by a virus and you can't get in. I'm working on it. I'm trying to fix it, but it's more complicated than I thought it would be. It may take me a day or two to get it all cleaned up and the sites will be back up. But it's househealing.com. You can always email me at david@househealing.com. Or you can call my 800 number, which will get you my voicemail, which is 866-4, the number 4, Farkas, my last name, F-A-R-K-A-S, 866-4-Farkas. So what is it that I do? The simple way of expressing it is remote healing, but what does that really mean? So in the larger world for thousands of years, and even now, in indigenous cultures, in the cultures that are still living in the old ways, whatever that was for that particular area, there was always somebody in the community that was the medicine man or the witch or the wise person or the shaman. And the shaman is a word that comes from a Siberian dialect, and it means the one who sees in the dark or the one that can do things in the dark. The translation I use is technician of the unseen. So somebody who has skills that allow them to look at and deal with things that most people can't see, and by doing that, create positive outcomes. And this has gone on all over the world. There are probably 9,000 years of documentation looking at scrolls and tablets and architecture where there are paintings and all the other things. And they all basically show the same kinds of practices and the same kinds of belief everywhere in the world with slight cultural differences. So this is not new. This is something that is very mature technology. People have been doing this for each other and taking responsibility for doing this for others for thousands and thousands of years. And in the last 1,500 years, actually the last 500 years, science has really taken over the role of the indigenous healers and says, okay, we know everything and we can give you an understanding of the world. Well, the truth is the old understandings are still just as valid and extremely important, but there's all this resistance to the old way of looking at things because it sounds superstitious. Well, some of science is just as superstitious. We believe it without having any idea why we believe it, and most people haven't caught up with the science that Einstein showed us 100 years ago. Every day I read articles that say science just found this new discovery, which makes all of their explanations in a particular area of study really come into question because they now have new information. So science is a moving target. These old ways have been shown to work for thousands of years. So what do? I apply the skills of a shamanic practitioner to the modern world, to the global village. Using, in the old days, the shaman didn't have to do any other work, was not a warrior that had to go out and protect people physically. He was the one that protected and took care of people and helped people heal. They knew that person was there, and they knew that they could always come to that person. And in return, they gave the shaman a place to live. They provided food. They took care of all his or her needs so that they would be able to be available. They'd be able to work. They wouldn't have to deal with all those everyday kinds of things. Well, it's kind of hard for me to barter with you for my services and have you bring me a chicken. And so instead of doing that, through the wonders of the internet, we can have our communication by email and by telephone. I work with people all over the world. You can pay me by PayPal. And basically, I'm still providing the same service, but to a much larger village. And I'm applying these very old ways of understanding and intervening and mitigating situations to everyday things. I call it househealing.com because when I was first setting up this as a business, you have to imagine me doing air quotes, one of the things that came up was that there was a lot of real estate that was not selling. And I'd look at the real estate and know why it was not selling. There were things that needed to be cleared. And some of those things might be a battle that happened 1,000 years ago. It might be ley lines, energy lines, and vortexes that are in the land. It might be a drama or a trauma that happened in the house 100 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever it was, that set an energy in the house that was keeping people from buying it. Everybody's walked into a room or walked into a house and just said, I don't want to be here. You don't quite know why, but you know you're really uncomfortable and you don't want to be there. Or, what happened here? This doesn't feel right. Well, that's the stuff that I deal with every day. And the truth is, it can be cleared. That's the kind of work that I do. And the other thing is things that go bump in the night. There really are things like ghosts. They really do affect people. And a lot of my work is finding them and assisting them to move on so that the house feels really good. And people also have me clear their house because there's been some really strange stuff going on, or people have been getting sick, or something else strange is happening. I clear businesses for much the same reason. Business moves to a new location and suddenly the business is having a down cycle. It's very, very likely that it has to do with the property they moved into. I can also clear the business itself, situations, travel problems. A lot of my friends know that they can call me if they're stuck in an airport and they can't get out, or if they're stuck in a traffic jam. And often while we're talking, suddenly the situation changes and they're able to move on. Well, I'm applying the same conceptual framework of clearing things, of taking things that are out of place and out of time and moving them out of present time to where they should be. Very, very old, mature, indigenous concepts, and using it to solve everyday problems. So I work on houses, I work on businesses, I work on people for both emotional and physical issues. Obviously, I can't diagnose anything, but people report that they feel much better. And on all kinds of situations, including travel. And for example, if you're doing some kind of event or business meeting and it's in a hotel, how many people have been through that room over and over again, going through their dramas and playing out whatever it is that's going on? You're having your wedding or other occasion in this room where everybody else's family has played out their dysfunctional family drama. And a lot of the things that go on in the room have nothing to do with the people that are there for the event. It's that they're susceptible to the things that have happened in that room for decades. So there are lots of different ways that the work can be applied. And for me, it's just very exciting to see how people's lives improve and all the different ways that this can be applied to different situations. So even though it's called househealing.com, maybe I have to be tacky and call it House Healing and More or something like that. But I'm applying what I always say is the mature indigenous methodologies of people all over the world to situations in the modern world. Hopefully at this point, Tiana's ankle is feeling better, partly because I just worked on her. And typically for things like, you know, an injury or something like that, they respond really quickly, whether you're working on them in person or you work on them remotely. People have a hard time with the remote thing. And basically, if you just look at what Einstein was talking about 100 years ago, everything is energy. That's what E equals MC squared was about. It's energy equals matter. And everything is connected. So really at this point, when scientists and quantum physicists are talking about what a particle is, they're saying it's not really solid. It's energy and the relationship between that bundle of energy and other bundles of energy. They're no longer talking about stuff being solid. They're talking about connections between things, relationships. And that's exactly how I see it. Everything is energy. Everything is connected. Everything is conscious, which is one of the indigenous shamanic principles, that you can talk to the intelligence of almost anything, actually. It's just a matter of learning how to do it. And everything is interactive. So if you connect to that at this level of energy, you can make changes in it. And that's how I can work on a piece of property in Australia and get an email message back the next day that says, oh my goodness, we just got a buyer. This house hasn't sold in 2 years, but all of a sudden we've got lots of interest and somebody said they're going to buy it from us. And I love the stories. I love helping people and I love the unfolding of the stories. So this has been fun. I don't usually get to talk about myself and my work. And I'm very sorry that I had to do that. I'm doing this because Tiana got hurt. But we will get Tiana on here another time, because I really want all of you to meet her and hear about her work, because it's amazing. And also because, as we do with everybody else, I want you to hear her story. I want you to hear the challenges and the path that she took for the last 30 years to learn all of this and integrate all of this, because it doesn't happen overnight and it doesn't happen without focus and work and dedication. So we will be back next week with my actually, let me look at the calendar, because I'm so busy talking here, I'm forgetting who's on next week. I really have no idea. Next week we have another person who has an incredibly broad range of abilities and experience. Kelly Sparta will be with us. She's also a shamanic practitioner and actually teaches shamanism. She has been a trainer in the real estate industry for years, which is really a fascinating combination. And she also has a very wide range of experience and an incredible story to tell about how she got involved in this. Kelly's been my friend for a very long time, so we've chatted about what's happened for each of us. And I think you will be very excited to hear both what she does, because you may be able to use her services, which is true of all the people I bring on, but also how her path wound around and got her to where she is now. So thank you for indulging me talking about myself. We will post something on the website about Tiana, just to give you an idea what happened with her and that she's okay, which I'm sure she will be. And we will see you next week on the Farkas Files. The truth is in here somewhere, here on Empower Radio, next week, Thursday at 9 p.m. Thanks so much for being with me.